more than 80% kind of, so that's great. So people repeat this because you will really enjoy. Today we're going to learn how we convert a hard file into an OpenTelemetry trace and how that redefines our browser observability. Always before I start a talk, I would like to say, like, what is the goal? We want to monitor, debug, and optimize better web applications. That is the reason why we are here, and now we are going to understand how we are going to do it. For the agenda today, we are going to have a quick intro about OpenTelemetry, which is the tool that we are going to do for that project. For hard files, some of you might know what they are, but let's go a little bit deep and thousandize what we are implementing it. Later, we are going to explain how we are doing that hard into OpenTelemetry, our architecture, how we are building it, a demo, and of course, we are going to end up with a lesson learned about that project. So now you know the topic, let's meet also the speaker. Antonio, coming from Spain, working in Cisco ThousandEyes and specialized on observability. Go to the intro. I would like to ask all of you to go to the following QR code, if internet allows, and let me know what came to your mind when you think about OpenTelemetry. When you hear about OpenTelemetry, what came to your mind? So majority of those answers are coming from rehearsals that I did before, but many people think like this is mainly open source, observability, metrics, traces, logs. All of those is true in a sense. Like, but the way how I like to explain is a observability, open source observability framework. But it's not a single thing. It's a tools like the collector. I guess many of you know the OpenTelemetry collector. APIs, SDKs, like SDKs for the different languages like Go, Java, and many more. And it is mainly used to manage telemetry data because we want to instrument, generate, and export that telemetry data so we can make use of. So this is OpenTelemetry, and we also would like to, I would like to emphasize the different signals. We have traces, metrics, logs, and profiling. We are going to focus today on traces. I hope all of you know about this. And now let's move on. Let's talk about the collector. Collector is one of the pieces that we are using in this project, and this is mainly used to receive data in a variety of different formats, coming from different sources, like it could come from OTLP, Jaeger, Prometheus, but you can even implement your own component to read data from a database or from read data from a browser or whatever. This is done in parallel, all the reception, and now you go to process that data. This is done sequential, and here you can do many things also. You can filter out data that you don't want. You can enrich that data with extra attributes, or you can batch it for performance reasons. And then similar as receiver, we have exporters. So we export the data outside to the different observability backends, or even as I said before, into a file. This is totally up to developer. There are full flexibility here. And we have also the concept of extension. They are shared component over all the collector, and they are like help for the collector, profiling, memory, storage, and many more. So now you know about the OpenTelemetry side, let's talk about the HAR. HAR is nothing else than the browser interaction. I imagine many of you have seen that before, that picture. Like you are opening a web page and then you see all the resources that have been downloaded, all the requests that are being performed. This is the HAR file. But what is the problem of the HAR file? That it contains sensitive data. Like it can contain your cookies, it can contain your headers, like with your password, authorization, user, email, all those things. So it's quite sensitive. Usually it's in JSON, and it's for debugging purposes. When you have a problem, you send that HAR file to other person, and the other person help you here. This looks like something like that. It's a list of requests, and each request is going to have a variety of different elements, like the method, the URL that you're hitting, headers, body, response code, response object, and many more. Let's talk now quickly about ThousandEyes. We are using those to a standard. In ThousandEyes, a network assurance platform, we monitor the network, and we have agents all around the globe. Those agents are acting as real users, so we have agents in Europe, Asia, America, and we can also have agents inside of your own infrastructure, because you might also want to know what's the problem inside of your infrastructure, of your or in employees or in your office. And all this data is in real time because you want to discover when the problem is at the time that it is happening, not like 5 or 10 minutes before. sorry, after. Instead of Thousand Eyes, I would like to emphasize about the page load test. It's a test that is used in the HAR file. That just render a web page as it was a user, and then capture all the HAR file, all the HAR file data, and it only live on the web page of Thousand Eyes. That's why we say, okay, let's convert that into a trace and send it to our customer. And this is what we are going to discuss now. We have our HAR file, and we want to convert it to a distributed tracing. I might, majority of you have seen that before. This is like all the spans that are one after the other, that have hierarchy between the other. And you may be thinking, how you represent a HAR? We are going to have like a root span that represents the URL that you are downloading. You are downloading a, let's say, cisco.com, and you are getting that web page. That is going to be the root span. It's going to have the time that it starts and the time that it ends. And now for every resource on that web page, we're going to have an span. That span is going to have like HTTP data. It's going to have the URL, the method, all this info that appear on the HAR file, we are going to convert it into OpenTelemetry span. And all of those are going to be child of the root, because there is no dependency between those spans. The dependency is only with the root. And the cool part is like you have also the time of each span, so you can see the performance of your web page perfectly. Each span is going to have things like the name that contain the method and the URL. The kind is going to be always client, because we are doing a request. We are doing a request to a web page. We are doing a request to a server. We have also, as I said before, the start time and end time, the status. If there was any error, we are going to put the status error. And if, of course, it's going to have the span ID. And now let's talk about which attribute we put in those spans. Here is a key pillar of OpenTelemetry, the semantic convention. They don't only say how you have to write down your attribute and what is the format, they also provide extra meaning. And for me, this is the most important about semantic convention, because HTTP method means the method that you have been used to make that request. But not only that, it's also explained to you how it is going to be reading every observability backend, so everyone is going to understand it perfectly. So we are following the OpenTelemetry required attribute like method, address, port, URL full, and the status code. And those are key to represent a request, if you think about it. Sorry, I went too deep. And you might also thinking about headers. Headers are optional in the convention, and they represent like the list of its array, represent the list of headers. But the problem is like they might contain sensitive information. For that reason, in Thousand Eyes, we have decided not to include it, because that could lead into PII reasons problem. So they are not being added. Then we have also the concept of resource in an span. A resource is nothing else than who is generating that telemetry data. And for us, it's Thousand Eyes, test, and the agent. So we're going to have all that information. Thousand Eyes test ID, test name, and test type. Also the agent, as I said before, Thousand Eyes have agent all around the world or in your infrastructure. So those agents are going to have a location, an agent ID, an agent name, so you can identify who is sending querying that web page. This is how a trace is going to look like just in JSON. So you're going to have all the resource attributes, and after that you're going to have all the root span. After the root span, you're going to have all the child span. Quite simple, just a trace in JSON. Now let's dive a little bit more into our architecture, how we are building that, how we are transforming the data. We have two collectors. As I said before, we are using OpenTelemetry collector for that. So we have two collectors. One is for reading the HAR data and converting it into a trace. And the other one is mainly to routing that data. I want to mention something else. We have the concept of integration in Thousand Eyes. And integration is like which data you want to send to which observability backend. And that's quite important. That's why we have the integrations collector that say that data go to that observability backend. That could be Splunk, Dynatrace, Grafana, any other. And then the reason why we all have also two collectors is because they are going to scale at a different piece. In the left side, you're going to have the trace collector. It's going to scale depending on how much data you receive from Kafka. On the right side, at least from my perspective, the integrations collector is going to be the scaling based on how many integration you have. Because for each integration, we are going to have an OpenTelemetry OTLP exporter sending the data to the destination. Let's zoom in on each of the collectors. First, we're going to receive the data in Kafka, and we are going to transform that data into an OpenTelemetry trace, as we just explained before. We are going to, in the processor, we are going to filter that data. Why? Because imagine a data point is not going to be sent to any observability backend. We don't want to go through all the processor and export and so on if it is not going to be sent. So we filter out there. We also have the attribute processor to enrich that data, because what came from Kafka is nothing else like test ID, agent ID. So you are missing like the test name, or you're missing like, the agent name. All the data is added at that processor time. And we also have a batching processor for performance reasons. And then we export the data to the next collector. And in the next collector, what we are doing is receiving that data, and we have our integrations processor. What are we doing here? Imagine a data point the customer wants to be sent to Grafana and Dynatrace. So we need to duplicate that data point here and inject a new attribute, which is the trace ID. Sorry, the integration ID. We add that attribute, and then in the routing exporter, the only thing that you do is like you see the integration ID, you say, okay, that go for Grafana, and then you are just exporting that data. So if you think about it, it's like a router. And now I want to mention also the extension. We have an extension for the health check to know when the collector is ready, storage to gather all the catch data about the test, agent, and so on, event bus. So it's quite useful, because every time that something happens on our collector, we send a, it is a PubSub system, we send a event, and then another component might receive that event, like the metric collector, sorry, the metrics extension, and then increment a Prometheus metric. And we also have the Sentry extension, which is intercepting every panic and error, and then sending it to the Sentry platform. Okay, so now you know about all of this, so let's go into the deep and see an example. In ThousandEyes, we are going to create a simple page load test that go to cisco.com, as we said before. That ThousandEyes test is going to contain data like how much time it takes to load that web page, how many completion. We are running tests periodically, like every minute, every number of seconds you decide. And then it's also generating what I mentioned before, the hard data, which is the key in that presentation. But that data only lives in ThousandEyes. That way we need to export it to the different observability backends. We create that integration, as I said before, where we specify where we are sending that data. In that case, it's going to be Jaeger using the RPC. We, as I am running localhost, I don't have to put any authentication, but it could, you could add it in your observability backend, and then you select also the test data that you want to send, and that's all. You don't need anything else. And now we are in Jaeger, and we can start seeing our data and our traces as we are familiar. So we search for traces, and this is one for cisco.com, and you can see all the spans that represent all the resources and requests of our web page. For each span, as we agreed before, it's going to have all the semantic convention like HTTP status code, method, URL full, and it's going to have also all the resource attributes like the ThousandEyes, test ID, test name, agent name, and all those details. And you might be thinking already, okay, what is the advantage? You have the same that you have before in ThousandEyes, right? It's not true, because now you have all the flexibility and functionality for any observability backend. If you think about it, now you can do things like, this is a screenshot from before, now you can do things like, I want to filter only for the traces that have an error or a status code 400, and now you go to your web page and you find that there are a resource that have that error, have a bad request. So you are going to discover that you have customer having that problem. And this is quite useful, because you can create alerts, you can see how often that happens. As you have the agent location, you can see if that is happening in Asia or that is happening on Europe or any other place. So this is quite useful, because now you have all the capabilities from an observability backend to understand your traces. But not only that, you can see, okay, I want to see what are the timing of my spans. Remember, the time is going to be the time that you need to load that web page. For cisco.com, it's taking around, I don't see from here, but around 5 seconds, 7 seconds. So I want to see why there are those different. Are those different because they are in different region? Are those different because they are more spanning one and the other? So you have the capability in Jaeger to compare two traces. And that's quite cool. this is a huge trail, but if you're familiar with that, you're going to identify, okay, that resource was downloaded here, not here, why? Are they sequential? If one failed, the other is not called. So you can find out those problems that your customer are hitting and you don't even realize. Now that we have seen all the process from architecture and so on, now let's go to the lesson learned. We are using tracing always for microservices talking each other. If you think about it, this is another use case, and it's quite useful because our customer can take advantage of. The OpenTelemetry is super helpful for us, the community. We were having some bugs we found, they were solved, we need some components, they were helping us. Also for the semantic convention, it's well-defined, it's mature enough to be used, and I recommend everyone, this is one of the pillars. And the OpenTelemetry collector at the beginning was really hard to understand, really hard to use, but after a few sprints, you start creating your own component and playing around. It's quite mature. And let's go to the beginning of the session. What is our goal? We want to understand the performance of our browser better, improve our monitoring, and identify performance issues. Thank you so much. I hope you enjoy the session. I don't know if someone have any question. I will be more than happy to answer.
Okay.
So there are a few there, and there is another one. I will be in the door right after the meeting, sorry, the presentation, so happy to answer any other question in person.
Thank you for your presentation. I would like to ask you, how do you export the hard files from your browser into, I don't know, Kafka or...
Okay, that's a detail from ThousandEyes. I assume that everyone already have the hard file. What we are doing here is like we have an agent, and that agent is collecting all the hard data and is converting into a JSON and sending it over Kafka. Okay. And then we have our collector just reading from that Kafka. So this is more a detail in ThousandEyes how it is done. That's why I didn't go deeper. But yeah, it could be up to you how you want to get the data into Kafka, or you can read it directly. Okay. As I said, you can create your own component receiver that just load the web page. You have the flexibility. Thank you for the question.
Okay.
With all the extensions that you can have, how is the integration between Magento and Google Cloud for telemetry data?
What do you mean, sorry, the integration?
Because there are various agents from what I understood and various extensions to process that data. Magento does a lot of things under the hood, and I was wondering if there was some integration in that.
There might be some integration that I'm not aware. As I said before, we have an agent that is acting as a user, so it's actually loading the data from a Chrome. So we are extracting of the data from a Chrome browser, and we are getting into hard. So we are not using any of those extensions that you are mentioning, but for sure there might be.
Okay.
There must be around.
anyone else? Okay, no, sure.
On the other side.
Did you open source any of it, like the conversion part to OTel?
Yeah, I talked with the community before, and yeah, we are willing to help there and create that component. At the end, would be like it could be done as a processor, because depending from where you are getting that data, it could be a processor that just converts from a JSON into a JSON HARF into a OpenTelemetry trace, or it could be a receiver time. But yeah, more than happy to talk with the community. We have been working with the community before, but for giving a component is like a quite challenge process, because there are many components already and there are many that are doing similar things, so it's quite challenge. But we are more than happy to contribute that to the community. That's totally part of Cisco and ThousandEyes vision.
So you're putting the hard JSON on Kafka and then reading it with the Kafka receiver. Do you have a custom extension, encoding extension, to parse that JSON from hard into OTLP?
Correct, absolutely. This is what we are doing. We are using a field in Kafka receiver extension, and we implement our own extension encoding, And that's really useful for us.